The first reading, St. Paul, is really challenging us in a most wonderful way. He says, if you were raised with Christ, seek what is above. In other words, who are you? How do you define yourself? We like to think of ourselves according to the people around us. St. Paul is telling us we need to define ourselves by Jesus Christ. We've died to the world. We have died to everything that is evil, and we've said yes to the Lord. That's who we are. That's who we are to be. And therefore, he says, we have to focus on the things that are above. And at the same time, he said, put then to death the parts of you that are earthly. And listen again to all the things that he said and ask yourself how you're doing with it. Immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, greed. He says, anger, fury, malice, slander, obscene language. Stop lying to one another. He said, you put off the old self with its practices and put on the new. Are you living according to the new way? Are you truly living according to Christ? That's the challenge that he's giving us. Now, we all know that what's going to follow from that. If you're going to live that way, it's exactly the things that Jesus talked about. They're going to slander you. They're going to tear you down. They're going to call you names. But if they're doing that because you're trying to live a good and holy life, Jesus said, rejoice and be glad. We should be leaping for joy if that happens, which most of us do not do. And people reject us when they talk negatively about us. We get depressed, we get down, and it's like, that's not what Jesus said. If we're being slandered because of him, that's cause for rejoicing. It's a different way of looking at things. But it's a spiritual way. It's a heavenly way. If we are truly putting our focus on the things that are above, then if we're going to be ridiculed because we don't want to take part in the works of death because we've chosen life, isn't that cause for rejoicing? St. Peter talks about this, and he says it in such a beautiful way. He says, the people around you are now surprised that you don't want to jump into the same swamp of profligacy as they. Such an easy word to say. And so, you used to do that. And now they can't understand why you don't want to. And so you're weird, you're a loser, you're stupid, you're whatever. Praise God. Look at why they're saying that to you. Because you don't want to jump into the swamp. Because you don't want to be acting that way anymore. That's good news. And if that's why they're giving you grief, praise God. At the same time, pray for the others. Because they're still swimming in the swamp. They're thinking that this is a great thing. Now, if you're a mom, you'll understand that very well. If you've got boys, they think swimming, and just on the natural level, swimming in a swamp is pretty cool. Moms don't think so. They've got to wash the clothes. They got to give the kid a bath. They don't like him swimming in the swamp. But the kid thinks it's pretty fun. Now we're looking at it morally. And people still think that that's fun. So exciting or whatever. We need to change. If we're going to say that I'm living my life for Christ, that I have put to death the things of earth, I'm living my life for heaven, then we need to be doing that. And so we need to be careful about a couple of things here. First of all, you might look at it and say, well, the immorality and the impurity and the passion, yeah, maybe, we've been able to put that away. Well, the old saying is that impurity is the sin of the young. Greed is the sin of the old. So be careful. I want, I need, I have to have all these things. Be very careful, it's very subtle. How angry we get. We see the things going on around us right now and how easy it is to fall into that anger. And once we fall into the anger, the mouth gets engaged and out comes a barrage of horrible stuff oftentimes. That again is what St. Paul is talking about, the malice and the slander, the obscene language. Again, be careful because you become like the people that you hang around. And oh my goodness, the language these days is abominable. I mean, using words that most people wouldn't have used even 20 years ago has now just become commonplace. It's just part of their language. They don't bat an eyelash at the fact that they're cussing and swearing and doing all these things. And if that's the kind of person that you're hanging around, it's going to start wearing off on you. So you got to be really, really careful. You have to be an example to these people. Chances are they're not going to listen to you. And if they're giving you grief because of the way that you're trying to live, they're not going to listen to a word that you say if you try to point out to them what they're doing. You just have to be an example. But you also need to be very careful because there are people who think, well, but I need to go back there and help those people. So the old way of looking at that is if one person is lying on the floor and the other person is standing on a table, and the one on the table says, I want to help that person on the floor stand up. So they bend down to help that person stand up. Which is now easier? For the person on the table to help the person on the floor stand up, or for the person on the floor to pull the one who's on the table back down onto the floor? You're standing up on the table, bent over, you're in a pretty vulnerable spot. It's a whole lot easier to get pulled back down than it is to pull somebody up. So we want to be that yeast in the bread that St. Paul talks about, the leaven that's going to make everything rise. But don't do something foolish in the midst of it, because you can easily get pulled right back. So be an example. Live the way that you know that you should. But just watch, because if you start hanging around with these people, if you start going to the places that you used to go to, even because you're thinking that I want to help these people, that's where you're going to get in trouble. The devil's very subtle, and the way that he's going to tempt you isn't fire-breathing, raspy-voiced dragon. He's going to try and tempt you with something that sounds good. Something that appears to be positive. You could help these people. You can be the example. You can do this, you can do that. Just go there and try and do this for them. It sounds very good. And your intention may indeed be exactly that. But you have to be able to look and say, I also know my weakness. If I was in that swamp one day, and I used to like being in that swamp, I don't want to go back in there. If somebody is asking for help, yeah, go in and get them out. But don't just assume if I jump into the swamp, I can be an example and help all these people. It's not going to work. So be prudent. But keep the focus where it belongs. It's on Jesus. But ultimately, we're going to have to answer that first question. Who am I? How do I define myself? Is Jesus just a little part of my life, so I'm really this way or that way, but I also believe in Jesus? Or is the Lord the center of my life? Is he the one around which everything else revolves? Is he the one by whom I define myself? Because if he is, then I want to put to death all the things that are not of Christ. I want to put my focus on the things that are of Christ. That's exactly what St. Paul's talking about. He's already seated at God's right hand. Put your focus there, because that's where you want to be. That's where you want to be able to get to. We're living in this world, yes, but we're living in this world with our focus on the things of heaven. And therefore, while we're in this world, we want to live in a heavenly way as much as we can. So lift up. Don't be pulling down. That's the key. But it all is going to depend on how you define yourself, how you look at yourself. So define yourself in Christ. Define yourself by your baptism. Define yourself by who God has made you to be, not what the world has caused you to become at one point in your life, because that's no longer who you are. Who you are is in Jesus Christ. Define yourself that way and live in that way.